Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have your
mercy. Yes,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes,
Lord.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then when we need you now, pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Oppression, not blessings. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child.
I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the ooh after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer is for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer is for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far where you can't come back home again. That's why I need
everyone, I'm Tyron Joe, host of the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, and it gives me great pleasure and honor to be able to present our wonderful show. BZNZ is a play on the word business. It is an online hub for conversation, enlightenment, and entertainment on the business of daily life. BZNZ shines a light on the realities generated by pop culture, society, and the challenges of daily living. We have spoke and will continue to speak on topics ranging from government, education, religion, health. Last but not least, one of our biggest topics, dating. We're not experts in any of the fields, but we just want to do our part and help. Please tune in every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, www.blogtalkradio.com/BZNZ. Also, our call-in number is area code 323-870-4617, and I cannot wait to hear from you. It's going to be great.
All right, all right. Welcome to all of our listeners and friends. Greetings to our viewers and listeners and family members who all are tuned in tonight. We are thankful and grateful to have you as part of our broadcast tonight. Yes, indeed. We are thankful and grateful. And you know what? I'm about to start right now to show you just how thankful and grateful I am. I'm going to go ahead and let me cue it up real quick. I got to cue it up because I got to give you all I think that deserves a round of applause to be able to take out of your busy schedule and to view this broadcast, to listen to this broadcast, and to even hear this broadcast in the archive. So thank you. Tonight we have a very special topic that we want to talk about tonight that should bring much awareness to a call. Should bring much awareness to a situation. We're not making fun out of anything. We're not trying to do any calling out. None of that. That's none of that is going on. What we're doing is we are having a forum where we can voice our opinion tonight, and hopefully if someone from the Indiana Black Expo office is viewing, or someone that knows the Indiana Black Expo heads, they just want to send this video their way, please do so, because our goal by the end of tonight is to be able to see next year the Black Expo when they reach their 50th year, and we want to be able to see it in such a way to when the visitors leave, and years after the 50th anniversary, the 50th celebration, people will begin to talk about it and just talk about, man, what a great time we had for the 50th celebration, and that's the whole importance of our conversation tonight. But let me see who we got. Who we got in the phone queue? We're not going to even get started on that. Tonight's topic, if you want to know the topic, tonight's topic is the expectation of hospitality, the aftermath of Indiana Black Expo 2019. We want listeners and viewers to call in tonight and to give their comments about what they liked about it and what they disliked about it. Because I think this is great feedback. I think it'd be great for the department heads to view this and to say, all right, okay, we we're going to listen to the people, and we want to give the people what they want. That's if that's the route that they want to take, okay? That's if that's the route that they want to take. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and kick it over to Mr. Caffey. And we want Mr. Caffey to come in and tell everybody his business and what he's doing this summer. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening to everyone, everybody that's listening. And we thank you for tuning in. My name is Benny, and I sell barbecue grills. I make them out of 55-gallon drums. I make them red, blue, and black. I make them so that you can, without tools, unscrew the legs and put them in the trunk of your car. They have two shelves on the inside, one shelf on the outside, and the hinges are made of brass. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mr. Caffey.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, you know I gotta chop it up with you real quick. I was reading an article that said that your boy number 45, he has proposed a bill to cut SNAP benefits for individuals. What do you think about that?
To have what kind of benefits?
He's trying to cut SNAP. That's a supplemental nutrition assistance program. And it says the administration. Go ahead.
That idiot is going to cut and cut and cut anything that'll help the poor, the middle class, and people of color. When he first got in, one of the first things he did was put his signature on a bill to cut the taxes. But that didn't affect me and you. Those taxes that he was cutting were for billionaires and millionaires. You and I didn't feel any change in our wages or our tax bills. So whatever he does, he's setting all kinds of food stamp programs, et cetera, anything that helps the poor people or the people who are under privilege, that's what he's going to cut. Look forward to him. That's why I suggested to everybody over and over and over again how important it was for you to get up off your lazy behind and go and vote. And it's going to be even more critical in 2020 if that idiot is still in power. Nancy Pelosi should put her foot in his rear end and kick him out of there through impeachment, but the Senate bitch McConnell will not go along with it, but she should do everything in her power to try and get him out of there. He is no good for this country. He is no good for poor people.
What's his name again?
Whose name? Which one?
Yeah, I think you said his name wrong. I think it started with an L. His name started with
an L. McConnell. My tongue is twisted. Bitch McConnell, head of the Senate. And that sissy, well, Lord forgive me for the people who are gay, but anyway, that idiot, Lizzie Graham, is another one. Both of those things need to get out of the doggone Senate.
Yeah, I just think it's bad, man. They said 3 million people could lose their food stamps.
Listen, there's other things that are being cut down, school programs and things to relieve the people. People who are set to try to keep me and you from getting involved in those payday loans and all of that other stuff that Mr. Obama was trying to avoid and to keep minorities from getting hooked on and tricked into all kinds of scams and stuff. This idiot promotes it. And you and I will be victimized by it because we have nobody looking out for us. Poor people don't have their freedom. And when you go to court nowadays, remember this. The courts are stacked against you. Don't depend on any justice for us. There is no such thing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Mr. Caffey, we're going to go ahead and let you go at this time because I know you said that I know you said that you weren't feeling too well. You wanted to get you some sleep, so we're going to go ahead and let you go, man. And we'll see
well,
you
I've been. I've been up humping since 5 o'clock this morning. I get up bright and early every morning and get out in the street and do what I have to do simply because I can't take the heat.
Right.
The medication won't permit it. And so around about from 5 till around about 10:30, 11 o'clock, I hustle like a dog. And after that, I'm not worth a dime. Okay?
I hear you.
Have a blessed
well,
day, everybody. Have a blessed week. Yes, sir.
All right, you too. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're going to do real quick. One of my guests, we got some studio guests is coming in, and I got to go get the door for them. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a little music. Man, shout out right now. Shout out to Alicia Stone. I see you in the chat room going ham. I see you going ham, Alicia Stone. Shout out. So keep them coming, Alicia. I'm going to play you guys a little bit of music. I got to go get the door for one of my guests, and I'm probably going to have to get the door for another one. We'll be right back.
And how you doing? Run DMC or the Fat Boy?
Who are you?
Who am I?
What is this?
You want to know, don't you? I got two tickets for Friday night's concert. Run DMC or the Fat Boy?
Run DMC.
So I can take you to the concert Friday night. You in? Come on, baby. Don't be like that. With that attitude. It's a free ticket.
Who are you?
I should have introduced myself. Fair.
I don't have time.
Are you going to leave me hanging?
My name is Judy.
Judy.
Hi, Barry.
I like the way you popped that gun. We can have a whole lot of fun. So you in or you out? Because you ain't the only train in town, baby. Are you in or are you out?
I'm in.
All right. Hey, you ready to come on the radio now? You're talking about it right now. Run DMC. Hard time. Oh, yeah.
We're
going to have a whole lot of fun. Wait.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, man. We are so excited and happy about tonight, man, just being able to have that open and honest and civil discourse. That's what it's all about, man, is being able to share your thoughts and opinions and things like that in open space and not be judged. Although, probably will get judged. I'm going to say somebody going to say something, so, you know. I'm sorry, I did not put the phone number on top of the post. Let me put the phone number in there real quick on the chat room, and I'm gonna pin it in there. So we wanna hear from you guys, you know, because what I'm gonna save my spiel and I'm gonna get out of the way because we got people calling in, we got guests coming in, so I'm gonna let the guests and all of them handle all that. I'm going to save my spiel and get out of the way because please believe I got a spiel to share with you. And I'm going to go ahead and share that spiel right now. I'm waiting on my other guest. I'm going to have to open the door for him. once I get through with this spiel. But I think I got a hold on one sec. Oh, okay, now dang hell, we're gonna go ahead and talk. But let me go ahead and do this one business. I always get this one business shout out because we're all about supporting our own, supporting black businesses, as we're all about. So RDS Tax Consultants LLC, making cents into dollars, individual, small business, tax preparation, payroll, bookkeeping, accounting. Whatever your tax needs are, RDS got your back. You can come over to the office at 2021 East 52nd Street, Suite 213, Indianapolis, Indiana. Their phone number is area code 317-737-2001. And the contact for that is Ms. Rhonda J. Long, CEO. Holla at her. Also, you can email her at RDSTAXCONSULTANTS. That's RDSTAXConsultants@gmail.com. Holla at them. But tonight's topic is the expectations of hospitality, the aftermath of Indiana Black Expo 2019. And I say the aftermath because I'm a volunteer. I am a volunteer at the Expo. I believe in the Expo. I've been doing it since 2013. I love it. But the thing is, from the visitors' standpoint, there was tons of complaints that was coming. And what I want to do tonight, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear ways that it can be made better. Ways that we can improve, or they can improve. But before I do, let me just say this. I like to do definitions. I like to do definition of words. So, word hospitality. See, that's, you know, I like to, you know, do a little wordplay. So I was looking it up. Guess what it says? The definition of hospitality says the friendly and generous reception and entertainment of guests, visitors, or strangers. That's quite profound right there. He even said strangers. I mean, wow. But being generous. And as I was looking at that definition, I also saw it said, you know, like when you do a Google search, it'll pop up when you put something in, it'll pop up, you know, you might say, I want the meaning of this word, but then it'll say some other things. So it also said hospitality according to the Bible. So I kind of got excited. I was like, well, you know what, since we're going to deal with this definition, well, then let me just see what does the Bible say about hospitality. And it defines it as hospitality can be defined as the quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests and strangers in a warm, friendly, generous way. Then again, some scripture, I think it says in the New Testament, the Greek word translated hospitality literally means love of strangers. Hospitality is a virtue that is both commanded and commended throughout scripture in the Old Testament. Well, that's that right there. So it is something that we, as a people, if we want to invite someone into our space, okay, if we want to invite you to our space, it is our responsibility to make you feel so comfortable in a way until you're not going to want to leave our presence, until when you leave our presence, you're going to leave and talk about it so much, like, man, I had such a good time at that event, I can't wait for the next one. That's the goal. That's how it should be. But to some of these comments that was left, that's not how it went down. Shout out to my boy LaRon Anderson, man. Shout out to my boy LaRon Anderson, man. He wrote this great article for Black Indie Live. Shout out to Black Indie Live. You can read these articles, www.blackindielive.com. And let's see, there's a topic he wrote. It says, Indiana Black Expo is dead. And you know what? There's a question that he asked. He said he went around talking to some of the businesses, and he said, we posed this question. Has IBE ever reached out to you to collaborate or incorporate your business or services into their annual summer celebration or any other events? And then the answer came back, no, not at all. I'm not going to give my opinion just yet, but I don't know. Next year is going to be the 50th anniversary, and our hopes and desires is that since it's going to be the 50th, it's going to be with a bang. But in studios right now joining us, let me put the camera on the brother. We got brother Dr. Charles Williams Jr., who y'all know his father was the former president, Reverend Charles Williams Sr. Welcome, sir. How you doing?
Doing good, man.
Well, did you get a chance to stop by Expo this past weekend?
Actually, no, I didn't. I was on a family vacation.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, I got back late Friday night. So I just didn't get a chance to stop by Expo, but I did get a lot of the
complaints.
I will say that past couple of years, got a lot of complaints, but hopefully we can make it better. Ultimately.
When was the last time you went to an Expo or a Circle City Classic?
It's been some years.
Years?
It's just a personal thing with me.
Okay.
I did just move back to Indy.
Okay.
November of 2017. So me being away and out of town, that was one of the reasons why I wasn't going back. But it brings back memories, and just to see the state that it's in now, kind of it weighs heavy on my heart. So it's hard for me to go to the events and you know, still smile and shake hands. And then you bring up things with my father in the past, and it makes it a little bit more difficult. But I'm getting over it, and like I said, I hope to see things get better.
All right. So let me ask you, man. This is one of the big questions. If offered the position to be the president, you take me?
If offered the position, yes. That's I don't even have to think about that.
Okay.
That's always been a dream of mine, even as a little boy. Just watching my father, what he did, the blood, sweat, and tears that he put into the organization, the late nights, staying up late, making call after call, networking with people, communicating, and just in general bringing everyone together, and everybody was happy. He wasn't afraid to rub elbows with people that we may not generally speak with or talk to. And it wasn't, even though it's called Indiana Black Expo, it's not just a black event. It's to minorities first, but we opened it up to Caucasians, to everyone.
Absolutely.
So to answer your question, but yes, I would definitely, and even if the position didn't come to me, even if I could have a role in making it better,
mm-hmm.
I feel like my father's legacy is being tarnished or it's mm-hmm. going downhill. So.
Yeah, that's why I forgot to tell our listeners what this event is. It is an expo with the Indiana Black Expo. It's a cultural event in the state of Indiana that draws huge numbers of this is African American people all over the world to commune and fellowship with one another, participating in buying goods and services. So. And that's pretty much what it's about. It's about, you know, coming together, buying things that you normally can't buy at some of these, you know, huge conglomerates. You know, they may not have the type of soap that you like to use. They may not have the type of, you know, things to moisten your skin. They may not have those type of products, but, you know, you have these small businesses that are, you know, that makes these things because they know the needs of the people. So therefore, they're making these different products, and then we had this huge event that we can come to, and we can buy these products from one another and exchange information, ideas from each other, and that's what makes the experience wonderful.
Yes, and also not to to go along with that as well, the job fair, the health fair, it was a week long festivities. Now, and I'm not too sure. I haven't double checked my sources, but I believe now it's dwindled down to 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can correct me if I'm
wrong. Well, no, they still do the the education conference, and they do some of the other things. I think the service, they do that. So I think it's still 10 days.
Okay. Yeah. So like you said, the 50th anniversary is coming up. So that.
That's gonna be a huge one.
I do have some ideas that, you know, I'm gonna try to put in a place for Ms. Bell, if I can get to sit down and talk with her. But the 50th, we have to get it back. It's from what I'm hearing, just even seeing pictures, it has gone downhill. And like I said, I take that personally because I feel like it's tarnishing my father's legacy. Even though he necessarily didn't start Indiana Black Expo, but he did take it to his pinnacle.
You know, I'm going to just start talking about some of the things that's been spoken about, starting out with my buddy haven't came in the phone queue yet to call. I don't know. He might be asleep. But one of the things that he was going off about was the parking. He called me up on Sunday telling me, man, they got me parking 15 blocks away from where I normally park when I come here. He said they had barricades blocking certain streets that, you know, you just can't park it. And then, of course, the parking meters, they shut those down. That's a question that I would love to ask the expo, like, why do these parking meters get shut down during the Indiana Black Expo?
That's a great question. That's something that I don't even know if the expo would have to answer for. Maybe they can just speak with the city officials just to see what's going on. A lot has changed, as we all see and we all can tell.
I'm gonna tell you what I really believe, Charles, is that if expo really wanted to get some change around here as far as the parking and the meters, I believe they could do it.
Oh, it can be done.
You know what I'm saying? I believe that all she has to do, say, okay, we want these parking meters. We want these operating. We want our people to be able to park these meters. If they don't pay their meter, you know, you had a right to tow them, ticket them, whatever. I think that these barricades that is blocking these streets that is prohibiting our guests from parking, I think they need to be moved out of the way. And if not, and what I mean is that from what I'm hearing and from what you experienced as a kid, Expo was such a powerful force in this city to where they, you know, yeah. If things weren't going their way, they could just say, you know, we ain't going to have it this year. And, you know, they'd almost shut some things down. Okay, we don't want to go that far. We want you to have it, because a lot of people get paid off of this. And a lot of people make money off of this. So, you know, we don't want to shut that down. So that's what I believe. I believe that if she really wanted to make that phone call and talk to some people, it can be done.
It can definitely be done. Like I said, back in the day, Expo was generating so much money that, yes, they did have that power to kind of make some calls and make some changes for whatever they want. But, yes, Expo now, they can make that phone call and do that. Now, let me ask you this, though. Yeah, I know there's a lot of construction going on. I've been seeing that.
Yeah, on the highway.
Anything to construction, even downtown, has something to do with
absolutely.
Not with the barricades and, you know, with all that as well? Or has it been like this for
years. No, I'm gonna tell you what I think. I believe that when the Indiana State Fair come next weekend, I believe that them highways gonna be open and free flowing for the people to come. So if the highways gonna be free flowing for the people to come next weekend, what do you think is going on?
That's writing's on the wall.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, because people, you know, I've heard from people, because there's been other conventions that have been going on since the highway construction. They said, we wouldn't have this problem when our convention went on down there. So, you know, I'm not saying that it's because of us. I'm just saying that phone calls can be made. I see the chat line, the phone queue is lighting up. Let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, please call in. This is a caller-driven show tonight. We are feeding off of the energy of our calls tonight. Call in at area code 323-870-4617. And we want to hear, if you went, we want to hear, what was it that you liked? What was your memories? And what was it that you didn't like that maybe next year it can be made better? That's what we want to hear. We're not bashing anybody. We're not trying to call anybody out. We want to have this open dialogue. Press the number one if you want to talk. I see some people in the phone queue that haven't pressed the number one, so I'm going to just say press the number one if you want to talk. Let's see who we got on the chat line tonight. I know who this is. I already know. It's the dinosaur. What's going on, sir?
Now, see, you done got my fur all stirred up on my back of my neck, and I'm scratching my fleas. Hey, man, first of all, this expo this year was a total embarrassment to the city of Indianapolis. I would say, and please forgive me, because I'm not trying to be facetious, but I would think the Honorable Dr. Williams and Mr. Hobbs and Amos would be rolling over in their grave at the way this expo jumped off this year. You got two vendors on the food court. Two vendors. They're cooking food and bringing it from the dock inside the building.
Ooh.
That's total unsanitational. And then
I saw it firsthand.
You've got the booth people. I mean, you know, the people that was working the booth, they, you know, to me, they really wasn't hip to how the program's supposed to be going. And number three, how in the world is Miss TB going to make three times what everybody else making? The financial director's getting $97,000. She's walking away with six digits, and I'm talking about over 200. So, I mean, you know, come on. And then the whole event was squares together just like fish in a sardine can. I mean, you didn't have a whole bunch of, it wasn't a whole bunch of, well, the exhibits wasn't spread it out. And, you know, for her to be the director for the last couple of years, she did not use her knowledge, her business knowledge, and the knowledge of the city to put it off right. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been a volunteer for Expo ever since day one. I'm the old guy there with the gray eyebrows that's been there for a long time volunteering. Now, she could have went to the office of the mayor, even Governor Holcomb, and said, hey, listen up, man, this is what we're going to do. If y'all don't do some of that parking so the people can get down here, because nobody wants to park down on 16th and Meridian in Illinois and walk 16 blocks all the way downtown to the convention center. Now, I've been checking out the NCAA, and I've been checking out the Big Ten and all of that, and it appears to me they don't put all them parking signs up when those people come to town. I parked one place on Saturday, and then Sunday when I came down there, they didn't put up a no parking sign. Now, with the X millions of dollars that Expo has given this city, I'm pretty sure that Miss Bell could have really flexed her muscles a little bit and said, okay, Indianapolis, if y'all going to treat us like that, we're going to go to Fisher's. We're going to go to Carmel. We're going to go to Seymour. They could have done that to stop all of that old hobble bobble junk going on.
Okay.
I just got a little bit emotional right there, man. I'm trying to stroke the fur on my neck, you know, man. Because
I was something I was going to speak about.
That whole setup was a total embarrassment to the city of Indianapolis. No wonder they stopped saying that's the biggest, baddest black event in the country, because they have, Miss Bell has took her eye off the focus of what the Honorable Dr. Williams was looking at. I understand you need corporate dollars, but I also understand that you need to treat the celebrities like they are accustomed to be treated. You can go down there and negotiate with some of them hotels, negotiate with some of them limousine service. You know, it ain't all about the dollar all the time. You got to have your heart into what you do. Any job you got, if you don't put your heart into it, you're going to do a half-ass job at anything you do.
Right. Hey, you got anything you want to say today? Talking to Charles.
Yes. Thank you for letting me know or your thoughts on how it was. It's good to get feedback. Like I said, I plan on speaking with Ms. Bell sometime here in the near future and bring some ideas and see what we can do to get things better. Because ultimately, my ultimate goal, like I said earlier, whether I'm the person in charge or whether it's someone else, I want to see Expo get back to where it was, period, at the end of the day. I don't like where it's headed or where it's at right now at all. And I just want to see it get back better. It's just my father's legacy. Every time I think of Expo, it puts like a cringe in my body right now that I just do not like.
Okay, Mr. Williams, I give you much honor and kudos to your dad, man. I remember when you don't know me, but I remember when you was a little dude running around when they were first setting up the Soul Picnic.
I remember when they had this little setup at
Douglas Park also. Now, one thing they it would be nice if they tried. I understand that the board of directors is a closed camp. I understand that. But just because individuals or members of the fraternity or the sorority don't necessarily mean they understand how it's supposed to work for the community. Because this is like the third year I have seen the attendance drop off at Expo. Now, I understand you got some people in there talking about, well, the young folks are coming in, shooting up and all that. No. That's not happening at Expo. That's happening away from Expo, and it's up to Miss Bell to show the media and to tell the mayor and them to stop putting that on Expo when it's happening five and six blocks away from Expo. And, I mean, you know, the whole setup of Expo was like it was just something that was thrown together overnight. I mean, they didn't have no big-name celebrities coming in. Forgive me for this, but Mr. F. Harris, you're doing a lot for the community, but you need to broaden your spectrum a little bit more. Because, I mean, you know, I hear a whole lot of workers in the top echelon of Expo hollering, no big eyes and little U's. But then when it actually comes down, what they're portraying is it's all about the big me and the no you. You know, the way they treated the volunteers, the vendors didn't even want the volunteers to eat. That's crazy. Yeah, man, I'm going to chill out for a minute because I got the perfect. Yeah.
No, I'm about to say you might want to call back in because your phone is sounding like you're up underwater right now.
Oh, okay. Well, if that be the case, I better get me a real nice car then.
Yeah, so go ahead and get your boy Obama. Give Obama back his phone.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Now I'm going to come to the studio and whoop on you a little bit.
Green talking hey, to you, because I ain't never seen you up in there.
Well, I didn't want to wear my
dinosaur in the studio.
Okay, as soon as I can get my dingy pillowcase and my almost white sheet, I'll be up there.
Hey, we're going to take another call. We're going to take another call, and then we got another in-studio guest. We're going to get his take. But let's go to now area code 317. I'm not going to call all your numbers. 469. Area code 317-469. What's your name?
Derek.
Hello?
Derek. Derek's my name.
Man, I can barely hear it. Hold on. Let's try this off. All right, go and say it again.
Derek is my name.
What's your name?
Derek.
Okay, go ahead, Derek. I think the trouble might be on our end. I don't know. Go ahead and talk.
I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
All right, there.
We good to talk?
Yeah, I got you now. I can hear you loud and clear.
So I was in and out briefly. Just touching on how kind of terrible it was. Shout out to LeRon for that article. He kind of really hit on everything that's going on wrong with Expo. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know, it's like they kind of outdated with their approach. They're not incorporating any of the youth. They're not incorporating any of the tech people. They're not incorporating any of the current movements that's just going on with the country, with black folks around the country. So with that being said, why would anybody want to come to that event? And I can go to like 50 other things that's going on around the tri-state area, you know, around the city, and it's like 90 degrees. I'm better off sitting at home for free. Before I waste my time with that, you got two food vendors? Come on, man. Like,
yeah.
That's just
terrible. Yeah, it was about 2-3 of them, yeah. And
and
get back
to
where
no offense to them, but
Mr. D was
no
saying.
No offense to them, but
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like and no offense to them, but their options wasn't even like up to par to where it's like been. Like I've had family
not
members literally plan family vacations just to come to Indy to hang out and you know and walk around the convention center and explore downtown, and it's like. They don't even cater to, like, any just of the downtown businesses to bring us down there in the first place. So it was like, why even waste our time?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I was going to say to what the caller said before you, is that they had this little boy, and this, I kept trying my best to get their name. They wouldn't give it to me because I was calling the Board of Health. But they had this little boy, I guess their food truck was outside. So it was the fish and chicken place. If anybody watched this video, was there this weekend, they seen the fish and chicken food court. They know what I'm talking about. They had this little boy going from the truck from outside to the inside, running the French fries, chicken, and fish in this big, huge, open bowl, uncovered, and he was sweating. So you know what that means.
That's so gross. That's so gross. That's tainted food. That's food. That's so many violations. Yeah, that's unsanitary all day. But that just goes to show you, it's like LeRon's article saying, any other organization in the field, if you are the top person, if you are the head in charge, if you make all the decisions and it doesn't go how it's planned, you're going to get fired. Like, there's no way around that. But yet, this hasn't happened, and every year, we come to this time of year, it gets worse and worse. Check this out. Tell me why less than 3 weeks prior, the entire downtown is painted with Pride posters and stickers and signs and lights. But for some strange reason, a nonprofit organization, like keyword, nonprofit organization, can't get the funds to even paint downtown for this summer celebration. We don't even have to say Expo. It's supposed to be a summer celebration, and I didn't see not one thing unless you were really looking for it. So, like, why would we come? You know, that's all I got. You know, I ain't going to tie up your phone line, but that just goes to show you that people are paying attention, but why would we come? They're not giving us any incentive. So, like, shout out to you for just bringing more eyes to this problem. Shout out to Mr. Williams for, you know, coming in and, you know, trying to bring back the legacy of his family's name, because that's really what it's about. And that's really what we all about. Like, we all from Indy, so we want to see this event, you know, grow. Like we used to spend weekends, and like, we got so many memories of doing great things down there. And like, now it's like our kids won't even get to experience that.
Wow. Thank you, brother. We appreciate your feedback.
No problem. You keep rocking and rolling.
Thank you, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got another gentleman in the studio that has joined us. I actually was playing some of his music. Yeah, you know, I got some of his music. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio we got with us is my boy Bruce Ford.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Man, so Bruce, did you get a chance to go to summer celebration this weekend?
Yeah, I got a chance Sunday, man. I'm in the production of The Wiz. And we had rehearsal around that time, but we went down Sunday to pass out flyers, man, and so got a chance to take a little bit of Black Expo.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was it? How did you like it?
I'm going to tell you, man. You know, it's funny what I'm hearing the kind of complaints, the expectations that people had. People were disappointed with what they seen and what they saw, and I'm glad that we have a forum where we voice our opinion. But, you know, I'm a firm believer of this. You know, I came up in this era of Black Expo. You know, I grew up in the public school system, and I was going to Black Expo in the 70s when it used to be a week long. But we got a chance to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So, and I'm a firm believer of what's going on is just that people remember back in those times, downtown Indianapolis was dead. It was dead. Nothing was going on. It was just at Marcus Square Arena. The Pacers wasn't winning at the time. So it's a lot of, I believe, downtown wasn't making any kind of money. So it was like, hey, Black Expo used to be a savior. But as I've seen times going on now, is that downtown is now building up. And now they're getting some conventions and all kind of contracts for different things to hold different events. And that's a prime time. And we have Black Expo, you know, that's the prime time for some company or some convention to want to come down here and make some money. So if I know this, I don't know if you correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really look at TV too much because, you know, you have social media and different things. And even on social media, I didn't see advertising where it was really a big blast of, you know, Indiana Black Expo was coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my thing is, I think now if you look at how this is panning out to me is if we advertise and people don't know what they and what's going on, and people won't show up, then we can look at the so-called data, you know what I'm saying, and the numbers are dwindling. And so is it really feasible for a Black Expo being in and out? And then that date gets cleared for something else. I mean, so that's the way I kind of view it. I might be wrong, it's left shoot, but that's the way it seems like it's coming together to me.
Okay. Some of the chat room was asking, and this is a question, what is it that can be done?
You know, I thought about that as we were sitting and listening, and I said, you know, if we get together as a community and develop our core values, whatever our core values are, such as things that we love and things that we think are important, and we use this social media the way it should be used, if we can use it to communicate with people or communicate in different ways, such as any other way we can, this is a method or a media that can reach the whole world. So if we put out, like, you know, people got all got a Facebook group, you know, maybe it's time to start a new thing. Because if you think about it, when this was started in the 70s, it was all about love and development and empowerment. And the way we still have those same cores, but they look different now. So maybe Expo has to look different, and maybe be revamped with a whole new kind of set of bylaws to come in and start something new with the different problems that we have to close on our community. Our society has changed, but, you know, the same things can keep together with love and communication.
I think also she need to allow some of the young people into the mix to say some things, because what I've heard is that they said it's kind of too old. It needs to jazz it up. I heard that like even with their selection of the music, the people that they have to come to the concerts, to perform at the concerts. They said that, you know, these people that they have come every year, every other year. So what can we do to get them, who y'all like out there? Lord knows, I know Cardi B, but, you know, maybe, you know what I'm saying, maybe Lupe Fiasco. Y'all know Lupe Fiasco, you know what I'm saying, Elboy. You know, I'm glad Nas coming next month. I mean, September. I'm happy about Nas. You know, somebody like that, some other people. You know, what about some Rakim?
Yeah.
You know,
okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. We have young people. We always want to kind of stereotype young people, but we never really sit down and talk to them. You know, and this could be a great chance to kind of get with the young crowd and come to a happy medium and bring more life to the expo.
Right. Absolutely. Most definitely. You got something to add to that?
That's always been my thing. Even when I was little and my father was running the den, I would ask him, you know, like, old people that, when are you going to get somebody new? Or somebody that we know.
Yeah.
There's plenty of artists out there that I feel like that Maxwell can go after, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a big A-lister. It can be, I mean, Cardi, you might as well consider her A-lister now, even though she's coming next weekend or this.
Oh, she's coming? Okay, yeah. Okay.
But they can get, like, Megan Thee Stallion. She's up and coming. You know, you got NBA Youngboy, or you got a bunch of different, I don't want to call them one-hit wonders, but you got a bunch of different up-and-coming artists.
What about that dude that be saying, I'm going to take my horse to Old Town Road? What's his name?
Lil
Nas. Yeah, I may get him because a lot of people like him.
Yeah.
That is him. I bet they say Lil Nas X is going to be here.
That is. I don't know what we have vocally. I would like to see even something like that, maybe grabbing a local artist, whether it's hip hop, R&B, gospel, whatever the case may be, up and come and just have a platform for that.
That's something open for some of the people that I'm open for.
Yeah.
You know, all that. You know, make it like a family thing. You know, so like we all gonna get a piece of this pie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to the chat room. I don't know what happened. Video kind of went out, but we back, and chat room. If you are listening and watching, and you wanna call in. Area code 323-870. 4617 and press number 1. Let's go back to Mr. D, see if Mr. D is in the building.
Yeah, how's that sound now?
Oh, sound good.
Okay, now here's the setup, man. You know, what Expo has pulled away from, it seems like, you have a day for the young folks, you know, bring in some of that hip hop gooba gooba stuff, and then you say, and then they used to have a day for the over 25 group, you know, to bring in some of their singers. Now it's almost
right.
Now you can set your watch. Every free concert gonna have Confunction. Every free concert.
Yeah.
It's like it ain't no other artists out there. See what they failed to do, from my point of view, as you know, checking out the marketing steps of it, is they're not really utilizing the network that they should be. They're not trying to get a nice business arrangement with the person that's handling the convention center, you know, so they can get more room and more things going. They're not out there trying to do no barter so they can get limousine service to float the stars in and out like they supposed to. I mean, you know, with me being a European man, I see it like this. It's okay to support black business, but I support black customer service. If you give me good service, I'll keep my money coming back to you. That's the way I see it.
Yep, that's what it's all about.
And you know, with Miss Bell to have the degrees and the connections she has since she's out there propaganding around with Mr. 10-Point Coalition, she ought to be able to go out there and flex her muscles and say, hey, look at here, we throwing XYZ millions of dollars in this city, and you need to treat us a little bit better. It's just like they done took the basic fundamentals of marketing and threw it out the back door and said, okay, let me get my $200,000 this year. You get your $98,000, and I'm gone.
Right, absolutely. And did you just give a number?
My fault, man. She's raking in $200,000, and the closest person is making next to what she's making is getting $97,000. And that's the financial director. Ooh. I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. I mean, you know, just because you get a check does not mean your heart is into what you're doing. You know, there's a lot of things Expo could have did. It's almost like Expo kept everything on a hush-hush until like a week before, and then, boom, they threw it out there, and they just threw everything together to the convention center, and let's go. Like, it's almost like whoever was putting it together, they did not work the full year to make it the biggest, best event they could have done. Because I know if they really had to put their nose to the ground, they could have brought some C or B celebrities in, and they could have packed the convention center. They could have even took over Banker's Lighthouse. But, you know, before Expo started, Expo is down now to like 3 days, a 3-day event, somewhere like that. Okay, they got the same churches that are kicking off everything every year. Don't get me wrong on this. Don't get me wrong, amen. It ain't no bad feelings or nothing, but Eastern Star gonna be there every year. Mount Zion's gonna be there every year. Light of the World's gonna be there every year. After that, you can just write off the rest of the city churches. But they always holler, no big eyes and little you, and they holler, working together works. Okay, working together works, but it only working for them three churches. What about the other churches around here? I'm pretty sure you can put something together to include the little people. Because after all, money's money, right?
Not all money is good money, but yeah, you're right.
But it all spins the same.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I wanted to say this. What about political presence? I think that the Expo should have like a political presence, just like we see with certain groups like, per se, 10-Point Coalition. How they out there when brothers get shot. I'm not gonna go too deep off of today because yeah, I have some more opinions about that. But I'm just saying it would be a breath of fresh air to say, okay, we see representatives from the Indiana Black Expo giving statements on the news because this is the people that we love to go and support during the summer, and now we see them on the news giving statements about our black young brothers and sisters is getting shot down in the neighborhood or injustice. I think that's just going to add an extra layer of, man, you know, add an extra layer of, wow, you know, they're really doing something. They really doing something, and I think it'll be an extra layer of security. What you think about that?
Well, that's for Mr. Childs, right? I mean, Mr. Williams, right?
No, that's for you. That's for you. Then they're going to respond out.
Okay, well, here's my setup. That's why I said it appears that it was thrown together. Because you see, like, this year, I didn't see none of the big-name politicians down there. And Expo, you know, with Indianapolis being the 13th largest black community in America, according to statistics, there's no reason why we could not have had the mayor floating in since he's out from up for re-election. Him and Mr. 10-Point Coalition is having these photo ops with fake news about what's happening on the far east side of the city. you know, and I mean, you know, they really didn't work at it like they could have. They had the media role. The media role had Fox 59, and naturally WTC gonna be there because they've been there from day one. But they really did not. The people that was working that really did not put their nose to the ground to make it the biggest, best event they could have made it. It could have been a whole lot better. The fair been here in a couple of weeks. They ain't gonna have all them no parking signs up for the fair like they did down there. And check this out. They had 6 flatbed wreckers lined up, posted up down there on 16th Street just to start towing cars in from the expo. Who wants to go to the expo when you're going to have to wind up spending $300 to get your car out of tow?
Right. Let me hear from my guest is inside because I was going to go to another point.
To touch on what you said, Mr. D, I just from listening to everything, I just feel like we just need to reconnect and build the relationships back. It is sounding like from everything that's been going on the past years, a lot of relationships just have went away, whether it's expo in the city, whether it's expo in hotels, whatever the case may be, or just expo in the community, period. I feel like we just need to build those relationships, and that's going to take time. And I'm glad that they said expo needs to be in the face of things. Jump out there, get on the news, you know, even if you got to go door to door, whatever it takes. I think they need a bigger presence in the community. So that would definitely help and go a long way. And also, like you said, just the marketing aspect of Summer Celebration coming up is another thing. Just building those relationships, ultimately, I feel like will go further than anything.
All right.
So who do they
have? I think it's trust. We need to build back to trust in the community. You know, if we have there's some hope and there's despair in this community. If we have a presence where we know that IBE has the means to kind of rebuild, like you said, relationships and maybe go door to door, you might need to do that. And since they are the presence of our community as far as putting on events and things that we look toward and look forward to, I think maybe they just need to go back and build back these relationships and get back the trust of the people and get back to the core values of what really Expo stood for.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. D.
Well, I was wondering, who's in charge of the media communications relations for Expo? At one time, Tony Lamont, he's not over that, is he? I mean, he
I think so. I don't know.
Well, if he is, then that means he's slacking on his job or his age is starting to tell on him. Because I remember a while back, before this is going a few years back, though, before Gino got in and started taking control of the media communications and everything, you know, he had a whole lot more presence. And you know, there's a lot of ways that you can blow Expo up without spending a whole lot of money. You know, I mean, if all they need is just for, you know, to get, well, like my man said, they just really need to get back out there and let people know they exist. A guy called in the other day talking about the NAACP, how come the blacks don't support them. The reason why the blacks don't support them is because they're not visible. They're not doing anything. And to highlight the conspiracy theory, this is reaching for straws, though. I think Ms. Bell, sabotaging the expo so she can make a run for her political post that she's going to get in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You just laid it all out tonight, aren't you?
it feels like an inside job.
I was gonna bring this point up and ask you all about booth rent. What have y'all been hearing about the booth rent? Y'all know how much booth rent is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the regular businesses, they charge us $7.25. And for like the corporate sponsors, they charge them about $13.50 and up. Just for a three day booth. And that was one of the complaints that I was getting from some of the businesses is that they didn't have enough, you know, they said, you know, I paid the $700, but they were saying we're not getting enough people to come and support it. So I could even break even on the $725. They lost set up.
Well,
yeah.
Well, see the booth rental, God, I guess when you get to be old and antique, like you see a whole lot of holes and things, they could have went ahead and some of the booth space, they didn't have to just go cash. They could have went cash. And then go 50-50 with a barter deal on that and still make some money.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But let me see. We got something going on with our video. Yeah. I ain't gonna get on that, but for some reason, yeah, somebody out there tapped into us. But it's cool because it's still being recorded on the internet. Tap in there, I mean, on the website, tap in today. But, yeah, somebody messed up with our video right now. But it's all good. We got a caller on the line, area code 317-709. What's your name?
My name is Alicia.
Hey, how you doing, Alicia? Thank you for what you are doing in that chat room. Appreciate it. But, yeah, they shutting us down. They shut my video down. But we're going to still keep rolling.
I just want to say, you know, we got to support this because this is our heritage. You know,
yeah.
It went down for the past 10 years, and I understand that. But we got to do something because, you know, this is us. This is
absolutely
us.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I want the kids to see this and the youth to see this. We had Star Quest. We had all kind of events for the youth. You know, on Fridays, it was the kids' day. Kids could come down there.
Right.
And they could just have fun. Why can't we just have that one day for the kids?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And what is
yeah,
going on with
it was
all
bad.
Of the booth space with the rental? You know, I know that they're not charging people for attending it, but they may have to start charging them back for that. You know, charging $5 or $10 or something. You got to start bringing in some money because the stuff that you're bringing in now, people are not interested in that.
Mm. Right. True. Absolutely.
You know, I went to the free concert. It was nice or whatever, but what about the concert the next day where they had Jasmine Sullivan, Stokely, Joe, and Marsha and Rosa, they had all them people there, and they said that didn't even pack out at the Baker's Life Field. So you got to get some more people here, some entertainment here that people want to see. You know,
mm-hmm.
That successful a month ago, it was packed. They had celebrities, they had stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had all that. We was the number one black event in the world. So what is going on with that?
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And then I went down there Friday, and the policeman looked at you black and white like you stole something. You know, we're coming down here to a free concert. It's a lot of older people down there. We're not coming down there to have no fights or start nothing. So Why are y'all looking at us like this? Why are y'all so offensive about us being down here? You gotta, you know, we have to walk blocks and blocks to the concert. They got everything blocked off, so you can't, you know, just conveniently walk. There's elderly people wanting to see Compunction. I know everybody don't want to see Compunction and Guy and Angela Winbush, but that was the older set. So why can't y'all accommodate them?
Right.
You know, I didn't I didn't go down there to the convention center on Saturday, but what I heard, it was bad. They only had 3 food vendors. Back in the day, in the old convention, in the old Hoosier Dome, they had like 10 or 20 vendors there for food. And they had everything for the kids. They had Star Quest. They had all of that. They had all of those events. So what happened to all of that? You know, bring that back. You're going to do the 50th. You got to do it right.
Absolutely.
You know, I hope Charles Williams Jr. does come in and try to talk to Tanya Bell and talk to the committee and stuff and at the IBE board and tell them, you know, we got to do this right. You know, because if we don't do it right, it's going to go, it's not going to be here too much longer. You know, I love Indiana Black Football. I grew up on that. I'm 50 years old. I wanted to be here. I wanted to flourish, and I wanted to continue on 50 more years. But the way it's going now, it's not going to be there. And y'all still going on some stuff that happened 10 years ago when they had that shootout down there. That's not happening no more. You see this weekend, somebody said they walked down there. They didn't even know the convention center. They didn't even know the Indiana Black Expo was here because wasn't nobody walking down the streets or none of that because nobody want to come down there. You got everything locked off, like the guy said.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you got signs everywhere. If you do park somewhere, they're going to tow your car. Number three is the police, black and white, looking at you like you're going to kill somebody. So why don't you just, you know, make it more friendly for us? You know, get with Mayor Hogshead or whoever the mayor is. Get with the police department and say, hey, these people are not down here coming down here trying to start no trouble. They just want to come down here and have a nice time. They want to enjoy their heritage. They want to go in there. They want to enjoy the vendors. They want to find different stuff that they don't find nowhere else. You're not going to find what you find at the Indiana Convention Center or at the Black Expo. You're not going to find that nowhere else. I promise you that. And if you do, you're going to be looking a long, long time.
That's what I'm exactly. Oh man, I'm on a different type of mindset. You know, I'm the same age as the young lady. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, somebody wanted to respond to what you were saying. Oh, just in general, because you know, not really mainly to her, because that's really the general feeling of every, you know, is the change. But I'm just one of different thoughts that. You know, of trying to show somebody that I'm harmless is not my mindset. My thing of it is my dollar is just spends just like anybody else's dollar. So my thing of it is if I'm not getting respect due that I need to have as I feel as a citizen of this community, then I don't need to visit the venue no time during the year. And that's really how people listen and you come to a point where you asking folks to respect you, and they already respect life because they breathe it every day. They with their kids when they go home every evening. So my thing of it is maybe it's time to do something different. That's just my mindset.
Okay, you know what? Hey, you just might be right. You might need to do something else. Call it the African American Fest.
Nah, we don't need to call it the African American Fest. We need to keep it the Indiana Black Expo.
Wait, what'd you say now?
And we need to keep it just like it is, and we need to flourish and respect our heritage.
Okay.
That's what we need to do. That's what
we need
to do.
What about black,
red, and
green?
They don't have nothing to do
with
the African American, Indiana Black Expo, none of that. It's about us respecting our heritage. You know, Charles Wood.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
He built this, so
and
why
you know
can't
we have a heritage.
This?
We have a heritage.
The Indiana State Fair that comes every year, and we respect that. We go spend $200 and $300 at the Indiana State Fair. So why can't we spend $300 at the Indiana Black Expo? Why? We don't have to change no name, because they're not going to change Indiana State Fair. Are they? Do you think they're gonna change?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. You got my support on that.
Charles, you got anything? That's how they should do there.
I mean, bring the young people out there.
Go have some stuff for the young people to do. You know, if you don't want to have a downtown, have it somewhere for them. Don't just disregard them. That's our future. That is our future.
Yeah, true.
Whether you like it or not, that's our future.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. We got somebody else that's going to respond to you real quick.
Yeah, I agree totally with what you're saying. I like that idea of keeping the name. And it goes back to what I said earlier about just building that relationship back. It's lost, whether it's the police with the community, whether it's the mayor and the police, whoever it may be. I feel like we just need to get that trust back, like you said, and build those relationships, and that's going to take time. And we just need to build that first so people know it's okay.
IMPD, get with them and talk to them and explain to them, this is what we're going to do for these next 10 days, 7 days, how many days that I need, I'm like, that's what I have. This is what we're going to do. Stop all the barricades, stop all the police looking side eye to us. You know, be friendly to us like you do with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway 500. Do that for us.
Right. Motor Speedway 500.
That man got killed
2 years
ago. And somebody got killed at the Indianapolis Indianapolis 500 2 years ago. They don't mention nothing about that. Nothing. They got killed.
Right.
They died. A man died there. But they don't say nothing about that. You don't even hear nothing about that. But every year, somebody comes, I'm not going to go down there. Somebody got shot. I ain't going to go down there because they got killed. Well, then nobody gets killed down at the Indiana Convention Center. Somebody got killed at the 500, but not at the convention center.
Well, thank you, Alicia, for your phone call. We appreciate it. Hey, the video is back up, but we're gonna wrap up here in a few minutes. But the video is back up, and we want people to share these videos that they keep trying to take down. Share with somebody that is from the expo. We want them to see this because this is the voice of the people. And if what you say you are, we for the people, and we want to put on an event for the people, and we want the people to be happy, and we want to give the people what they want, then here we are. So with that being said, what we're going to do is we want to just go around the room real quick one last time and just each person, and we got Mr. D still on the phone queue, just name one thing that they can do better for next year, the 50th anniversary.
Just have a philosophy of change and knowing that we can change things together. If we learn to trust each other again, we can do beautiful things in this community.
All right.
I would say have fun. Bring back the love and the fun for the summer celebration period. Quit worrying about the negative stuff that happened in the past. We're going to work on that. That's going to come. That's going to get positive. Just have fun. Don't think about the negative stuff that's holding you back from even coming to Expo. I know some people thinking it's going to be shooting or, it was trash last year or it was boring. Get past that. Just come check it out for yourself.
Absolutely.
That's the only way we're going to be able to keep you, because if it keeps going the way it's going, it's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mr. D, your mic is open.
Yeah, one thing they do have to do is I'm sorry, but I'm just I got to call it for what it is. Just because Ms. Bell has the title doesn't mean she has the customer service to go along with it. I mean, you know, you can't just come in there, hey, I'm the boss and I'm a rep boss. You got to level out the pros and the cons. It takes everybody to make the cake bake and taste sweet. And you just come here swinging a big stick because you got the title don't mean you know everything. And I'm still kicking about that $200,000. That's twice what everybody else is getting. I know the skills ain't that good to be that high. I'm out, man.
All right, all right. Well, you know what I'll say? I'll just say, one thing Alicia was talking about with the kids. Yes, you cannot leave the kids out. And, man, I felt bad Friday because there was a whole bunch of kids that came. Excuse me, and they was asking, they said, where is kids on? And one of the volunteers, he pointed, he said, that corner right there. And that's all it was. It was like a little corner. They had like a speaker, and the kids was over there dancing in the corner and doing kind of stuff. But I remember when I first volunteered in 2013, they had, I mean, a huge, like a whole side. It was like a side of the building was dedicated to the kids. It was kind of sectioned off and everything was like, this is for the kids. But they just took all that away. So that's just it right there. Anybody that's watching and viewing, if you have any more recommendations, please hit my inbox. I'll be happy and glad to you know, to pass them on for you. So one more time, what we're gonna do? Go around the room and ask our guys where they can be found. What they got going on? I know my man over here, he big time in the city, Mr. Bruce.
My name is Bruce Ford. I go by the stage name of E. Curb, recording artist and producer. So I'm in the play The Wiz, which will be at the YMCA Auxilium between September 28th and October 6th. I think we run about six shows.
All right now. Dr. Reverend Junior.
Not doctor. Not Reverend. yes, you can hit me up on Facebook right now. I'm a slow person when it comes to the social media. I kind of stay away from it. But I do have a Facebook, Charles Williams, or they can reach out to you, Tyron, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
You have my personal
number. Most definitely they can reach out to me. Most definitely. All right. Okay. Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this was the show. We didn't, like I said before, to put the camera back on me. It's back up now. But like I was saying before, is that this is not to bash, to call out, but to just voice our opinion and to have, you know, some public discourse, because I've been getting word that some of the terrestrial stations have been letting people comment and say what they really want to say. I heard that some of the stations has been screening phone calls, but one thing over here on my show, phone calls ain't being screened. You call in, you say what's on your mind. Now, if you get out of line, you might have a little situation, but other than that, we want to hear from you, and that's what it's all about. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for tuning in and viewing our program tonight, BZNZ. It is a show that is dedicated to the listener, to the viewer. It's dedicated to the ones that is concerned about growth. We is dedicated to ones that's concerned about their future. That's what it's dedicated to. And we all about relationships as well. We know that relationship is the building blocks to whatever it is that you want. Relationship is that building block. So without further ado, like I always say, we will see you in 7 days. Peace, everyone. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.